Ladies and gentlemen, the moment has arrived. That several of you have been working for all year, and when somebody works all year long, they deserve to be recognized. And so we're going to recognize some folks who put in a tremendous amount of time to make something happen, and they're going to be rewarded in some very special ways this year. We're going to be introducing to you, and the lovely Ms. Pat Elkins, of course, is going to be helping you, helping me, help them. We're going to be introducing our Team Kaizen for 2018. Just to give you a reminder, this year's Team Kaizen was required to develop 4 frontline silvers that do 500 QPPB, 500 retail sales each month, or to win one of our quarterly contests.
Yes, I already did it.
Oh, okay. And this year's Team Kaizen is going to enjoy a dedicated Nikken customer service line. This is a direct line to Pat Elkins. Pat has a button under her desk that fixes any problem you have. I'm not kidding. It's in a secret location with a plastic cover holding it. And if somebody calls her up, you know, and has a huge problem, Pat's like, all right, I'll fix it for you. And she just flips open the button and presses the button, and it gets solved. And nobody else in the company can do this. And you think I'm joking, but I'm not. I can't solve it. Kirk can't solve it. Pat is the only one who can solve it. And there's a dedicated Nikken customer service line, and Ms. Pat Elkins is the person on the other end of that line. So our Team Kaizen this year has access to that. We'll be having monthly Team Kaizen leadership calls. Our first call for them will be next Tuesday. At the end of each month, prior to our kickoff call, we let them in on all of the stuff that's going on. They know all the changes first, and we use them as a sounding board as well as to set goals for the team and to work together on the Nikken direction. Recognition, of course, at Nikken field events on my Nikken, semi-annual private dinners at some of the best places in America. If you've never been to Bohannon's in San Antonio, Texas, you want to go, and Kurt will get you there, if you're on Team Kaizen. So great dinners with our CEO, and of course the all expense paid trip to Japan that's taking place this May. In addition to our Team Kaizen members from North America, we have Team Kaizen members from Europe and also from Latin America who will be going to Japan for 10 days on an amazing trip of a lifetime to the birthplace of Nikken. Let's go ahead and go to the next slide. They're going to be enjoying some amazing architecture, nightlife, and the excitement of the amazing cities, great cuisine and culture, of course, and just everything that is fantastic about this amazing country. So Team Kaizen 2018, we'd like to introduce them to you now. And of our Team Kaizen members, all but one is here. And ladies and gentlemen, this is a leadership team that is going to serve you this year, and they'll serve you most powerfully by setting an example for you. And I know they're going to do it, and I'm excited to work with them, and we want to introduce them to you now. Our first Team Kaizen 2018 member, all the way from Walnut Creek, California, we have Ying Ping and Mi Jin Chong. Ladies and gentlemen, our second Team Kaizen member, Nancy Claremont Carr from Chanhassen, Minnesota. Let's give Nancy a round of applause. Nancy had an event with her daughter that was a prior commitment and couldn't be here with us, but we want to recognize her. We also have, from Peachtree Corners, Georgia, Miss Sherry Nanzig. Toronto, Ontario, Canada, Royal Diamond, and one of our most powerful Nikken leaders, Mr. Mike DiMuccio. We also have, as a Team Kaizen member, also from the nation of Canada, all the way from Dauphin, Manitoba, Minnesota, one of our quarterly contest winners. Yeah. She sold more weight management hacks than anybody else in the company to win this. We have Michelle Qualtrough. Let's go ahead and introduce our next Team Kaizen member. We also have from Las Vegas, Nevada, our second Royal Diamond member of the team, and he was a Team Kaizen member last year as well. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Herb Rapp. Herb is somebody who always gets excited about contests, every single contest he gets excited about. And we want to congratulate Herb for being on Team Kaizen now 2 years in a row. We also have, from North Carolina, we have the incredible Kimball Sargent and Jeff Avery Foy. Keep your eye on them. We also have, is that everybody? Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, for 2018, Team Kaizen! Wanted to ask a couple of our Team Kaizen members to just share some thoughts with us. Kimball, I want to start with you and Jeff. Could you tell us when it is that you made the choice? When did you make the decision to join this team? Because I know a lot of people here are going to be making that same decision today. When did you make the decision, the choice, to join Team Kaizen? And what was kind of your plan for the year once you made that choice?
Well, I made the choice when I was here at the summit last year. I had wanted to win the year before and had tried to I had won one of the small contests, but not enough. So I made the decision, and when I was here, I started putting out things on Craigslist, everywhere. It was all out massive action. I already had one person that was running for silver, and she made that in February. And then from there, it was just who's going to go silver next. And we just kept working it, and we created the four. And if you want to go to Italy, you totally can. You've got, 11 and a half months. Just make your plan and work it.
Thank you, Kimball. I also would like to ask Sherry Danzig to share with us. Sherry, you had a lot of your silvers lined up from doing the Paragon Award. What do you think was the key to making sure that you got all of the qualifications done? As people here start thinking about setting their goals for themselves, when time gets tough or there's obstacles or challenges, what was the key to seeing it through and making it happen?
It's really about making a decision. And, there's that paragraph in Humans Being More that says that when you make a committed decision, providence moves. That's what my experience was. I made a decision. I was going for it. Nothing was going to get in my way. I talked to everyone. I had, run for it for 2017. I broke six executives in the month of December, but it wasn't enough. And so, but I went back to them and talked to them and went to find out who wanted to move on and build a business. But then, things happen, life gets in the way, and I had one silver that showed up, boom, just, out of the blue. He was somebody that called me, he'd been a customer, and he said, can you make money doing this? I'm like, oh yeah. And he was like probably the easiest silver I've ever helped break. But then, my goal was to have it happen in June or July. It didn't happen quite then, so then it was August. And so I had everything lined up. I had two silvers to go. And August 2nd, I was on the tennis court and fell and broke my wrist. And it was awful. I mean, I've never been in so much pain. I've had three kids. So it really, you know, as much as I didn't want to take drugs, I was on heavy drugs, and I checked out for a week. And I was like, okay, this is my month. This is going to happen. And then I'm a doula, so occasionally I get called in for births. And so I got right back in it on the middle part of August. And because it took me a minute to kind of get myself refocused, but I got refocused and things just show up. I'm telling you, the law of attraction works when you are that focused. You don't know where it's coming from, you don't care, you just know it's happening. And things were showing up. It was like miracles. I just, every day I was saying my gratitude prayers and things were happening. And then 2 days out before the last day of the month, and I still had some more, more volume was coming in. I was working with people very closely. And my birth mom called me. She went into labor a week early. And I got off the phone, and I'm being like, okay. And I had that doula voice. And I hung up the phone, and I was like screaming, because I was like, are you kidding me? First baby, you can be, out for 24 hours. So I came back the last day of the month. I got back home about 3 in the morning. Woke up at 7 o'clock, I had like 4 hours of sleep the last day of the month, and it all happened. It was all about making a decision.
And finally, Mike, you have accomplished so much during your NECAN career already, and the question I have for you, why was it important for you to be on this team, Kaiser? Why did that matter? Why did you make the decision?
Well, most people know that I've been very busy this year, traveling, facilitating events and strategy, and just really, really busy. And I figured if somebody as busy as me could do it, then it would show everybody it's doable. So for me, it was more about being the influence or the example that you make a decision. And by the way, it was that reminder email you sent, Jeff. Yeah, he had sent an email to Diamonds or Old Diamonds and said, we're just wondering if you guys are, going for the Team Kaizen. And I wrote it back, yeah. And then I realized after I wrote it back, I better really get August. So, and that was, that was 3 or 4 months left in the year. So I had been so focused on all the activities around the launch partners and the field at large and the Latinos and so forth, that I had sort of kept my own personal interest, my own PGV and PV on the sort of the background. And then I was already 2 months, 3 months behind on that agenda. I was planning to do it, but it was just not, I just not stepped on the gas. So when that email came around and I realized I've got like 4 months left, I better actually do this. So I did exactly what Sherry did. I know the law is real, and I just trusted implicitly, so I had very little in the way of doubt, if any at all, and just allowed the things to unfold. And they just do, they just happen. Things just come into play that you would not have seen until you had just opened yourself up to be the receptacle of that.
We'll be hearing a lot more from this team as we move forward this year at all of our large major events in San Francisco and Austin and Orlando and San Antonio and Toronto. You'll be hearing from our team and all of the members. So we're very excited, very proud of this Team Kaizen for 2018, and we look forward to a great year. Let's give them a round of applause.